We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, Kenneth Williams, and James Robinson Justice in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Any longer. It's driving me mad, do you hear? It's driving me mad. I can't go on. I can't stand anymore, do you hear me? I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Something bothering you?
Those bagpipes. That's all I've heard in this house for a whole week now. He finds out he has Scots blood in his family from 6 centuries ago and he starts eating porridge, playing the bagpipes, running around the garden, tossing bean poles all over the place. It's not right.
Hey, he stopped.
Oh, no, he hasn't. As soon as he's pumped it up, he'll be off again.
Excuse me, anybody got a puncture outfit? Hey, I blew too hard.
Well, well, look who's here. Jock McHancock. The Laird of East Cheese.
Och, lay yourself doon and dee, you great tatty bogle ye.
Don't you talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you how I like.
Oh, shut up.
And lang me a rum leak and all.
You great idiot.
Do you mind?
Standing there with a check tablecloth wrapped round you, a paintbrush hanging from your belt, and a bread knife sticking out of your sock. Who do you think you are?
I'll tell you who I think I am when I have seen my solicitor this afternoon. I shall be the future Laird of Glensporren. Now, let's have a bit of respect.
Hey, is that right? You, the Laird of Glensporren?
Hi, it is William Ockhide. It is in all the hoots and hi, hi, hi. The old Laird, Duncan MacDougall, MacDougall Innes MacHancock, passed on at the land of eternal porridge and bagpipes last week.
I'm sorry to hear that, Tub. What happened?
A very nasty business, William. Our mortal enemies, the Clan McNasty, got at him during the Highland Games. They spread glue on the handle of his hammer and he landed head first in Loch Lomond. Ah, yes. Ah, there was great rejoicing that night.
Why?
Nobody had to pay for the funeral. And last week, only last week, I found out I was his sole surviving relative. I've been round to me tailor and ordered me kilt. The McHancock tartan. And very racy it is, too. Puce and lemon squares interwoven on a background of heliotrope with socks, bagpipes and duffel coat hood lining to match.
It sounds revolting.
Nonsense, I look sensational. You can see what the effect would be by the tablecloth. See?
Yeah, very nice. But I think you're supposed to take off the long pants, aren't you?
Not me, not in this weather. My legs aren't up to it, you know. I've got very funny legs. If the frost gets at me kneecaps, they seize up and I've had it. Rigid, rigid, all the winter I am. Sitting down's right out. I just have to lean up against the wall all day. Well, come on, help me pump me pipes up. I think 3 quick choruses of Scotland the Brave and a quick march down to the solicitor's office.
To see you, Mr. Mackay.
I send him in, lassie, and pour my lunch back in the bottle.
I see. This way, Mr. Hancock.
Will you stop marching up and down my desk, you great lump?
What a pity, just when I had a full head of steam up.
Well, sit yourself down and we'll get to the business in hand. As you know, Duncan Dougal MacDougal Innes McHancock passed away last week.
Aye. Aye, tragic. Aye.
Aye, hoots.
Don't overdo it. There's no need to dab your eyes with the hem of your kilt. I have here his last will and testament.
Ha! Ah, legal, is it? Signed over a sixpenny stamp?
Laddie, it's written on a sixpenny stamp. Duncan McHancock was never one to waste money on paper printing and the like.
Anywise, how much did he leave?
He left everything to you. And I think it's a terrible shame that the estates and the money and the house should fall into the grabbing hands of a Sassenach.
I am not a Sassenach. With a little practice, I can be an 86-proof Scotsman in no time.
You've never been to Scotland in your life.
That doesn't matter. You don't have to fall off a cliff to know it hurts.
Oh, but don't be surprised if that's what happens to you. Seamus McNasty, when he hears about you, I wouldn't give you a sixpence for your chances.
Who's Seamus McNasty?
The sole surviving member of the clan McNasty, the sworn enemies of the McHancocks. And when there's no McHancock left, the Castle Sporran becomes the property of McNasty's. And as you're the last McHancock, I wouldn't give threepence for your chances.
Hang on, it was sixpence just now.
I've just remembered how big Seamus McNasty is. He hates McHancocks, and he hates Sassenachs. And what he'll do to a McHancock, who is also a Sassenach, we can only look forward to.
Thank you very much. Don't think I'm turning it in, because I am not. I'm the Laird of Glen Sporran. Castle Sporran is my ancestral home, and I shall claim my rightful inheritance, me old Aggies. I'm going up to Scotland tomorrow, you can tell Seamus McNasty from me. I'm prepared to meet him any day he wants. Full dress, down in the glen, Finn and Addock, 20 paces. Good day, sir. Miss Pugh, you're the navigator. How much further?
Another 5 minutes and we should be in sight of Castle Sporran.
It'd make things easier if we understood the language. You ask them which road to take and they stand there clearing their throats for 5 minutes. When they've gone, you realise they must have been the directions.
Oh, don't worry. It won't be long now. On the hilltop, there it is. Castle Sporran.
At last. What a wonderful moment this is. The last of the McHancocks returns home. This warrants a ceremonial march. I shall stride across the glen and up to the castle playing me pipes. The skirl will be a rallying call to the clans to let them know the McHancocks are back.
Step further and I'll blow you back to the border with your kilt full of holes.
Who's this? 6 foot 6 of hairy Scotsman, I'll warrant.
Look at the size of him.
Look at that flaming red beard.
Look at those flipping great fists. I think we'll turn around and go back to Cheam. It seems the best thing to do, I
see. Stay where you are. I'm coming over.
He can't be real. It's three of them standing on top of each other. Come on, let's run for it. He's a good shot, isn't he? Right through the safety pin on my kilt.
Don't move.
Well, let me pick my kilt up.
Now then, let's have a look at you. Poachers, I suppose. What have you been poaching? Deer? Grouse? Game?
I am.
Yes, indeed, a splendid little woman.
A splendid little woman. I suppose she is to him.
What do you mean by trespassing on Glensparren? These are my lands, and I'm not having any strangers trampling over them.
What do you mean, your lands? Who do you think you are?
I am Seamus McNasty of McNasty.
We were just passing, just off, as a matter of fact. We're tourists, you know, Americans, we are. It's been great seeing you, kid.
Hey, Tub, what do you mean, tourists? We're not tourists. Why don't you tell him who you really are?
What was that, Hiram? What's that there? My kid brother, he's a bit stupid. Come on, Marilyn, turn the car around. Let's get out of here.
Just stay where you are. I'm not satisfied yet. Lift up your kilt.
I beg your pardon?
I said lift up your kilt.
Highly irregular, I find.
Just let me see your legs.
If it gives you any pleasure. There.
By the great steaming porridge bowl of Flora MacDonald, you're a McHancock.
No, no, you're mistaken, not me. I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of them. They're all dead. My uncle was the last one, and I'm no relation to him.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, you're a McHancock.
How do you know?
Those legs. I'd recognize those legs anywhere. The McHancock legs. You've all got them. Great fat things with bumps on them.
You're not exactly Mr. Anguette, are you?
So, there is one more McHancock. I thought I'd got rid of the last one when I got rid of Dougal McHancock.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he was the last one. I'm not arguing. No. I'm a cheam man myself. You'll have no bother from me.
Silence! The McHancocks are the only thing that stand between me and Castlesparren. When they've gone, it's mine.
It's yours now, mate. I don't want it. You can have the key. I've got it strapped across the back of the car.
Take it without spilling McHancock blood. Never! I want your blood, and I'll not rest till it splattered the whole length of the glen and the waters of the loch are stained red.
We never get this sort of trouble in Cheam.
I'll bid you good day. Sleep well at the castle tonight, for it may well be your last sleep before the long one.
He's nice, isn't he?
Oh, charming. Charming, thank you. You'd like to see me spattered up the glen, wouldn't you? You never liked me, have you? Let's face it. Let's have it out now. It's been boiling up for some time, has it not? Made your day, this has. Well, I'm not bothered with him, I'll tell you. Has he gone?
Yeah.
Well, he'd better watch it. If there's any blood spattering being done around here, it'll be McNasty blood. He doesn't know how close he was to doom, then. Another 5 minutes, I should have lost control. I nearly had one of me turns, you know, when I go berserk and lash out. If I'd gone into one of me comas, he would have had it. I mean, you see me when I'm like that. I'm sure we all have. Oh, what? Go fight it mad, you know, don't I? Eh? I got it again. Yeah. The old pressure on top of the nut.
I'm not surprised you were under the car.
He's no true Scotsman anyway. You wear your sporran round the waist, not under your chin. We'll go up to the castle and unpack. I'm letting no McNasty frighten me away from Glensporren.
Sid, can you spare a minute?
Hello, Fred, come in. What's the trouble?
Have you heard the news?
No.
Hancock's been left a castle in Scotland.
You're kidding.
No, he's the new Laird of Glensporren. He took delivery last week.
The Laird of Glensporren? Yeah. Blimey, he must be worth a fortune. Fred, my son, I smell pickings. Pack me bags. I think I could do with a holiday in Scotland.
Oh, let's give in, Tub. We've been under siege in here for 7 days now.
Never. I shall never give in to a McNasty.
Come on out, McHancock. Be a man. Come out and fight me face to face.
I can't. I haven't got a ladder. Go back to your cave, you great hairy monster. Fire another Aggie at him.
you don't come out here, I'll come up there and tear the castle down with my bare hands.
He could do it too, Tub.
It's all talk, all talk. Never get further than the drawbridge. Vat full of boiling hot porridge over the battlements, that'll have him. Here, listen. He's bringing up reinforcements.
Where? I can't see anything.
Yes, look, look, coming over the hill. Hundreds of them, led by some bloke on a white horse.
They're the villagers from Glen Sporran.
Hey, listen. What's that they're singing?
Will you know, come back again?
Who is it? Well, he's got all the gear on. The full island dress, the white wig. Hey, look, McNasty's impressed. He's dropped down on one knee.
Ah, it must be some local festival. It's a pageant, pageant. He's coming over to the castle. I'll give him a shout.
Mush! Below, below. What are you all dressed up for?
He's returned, McHancock. He's come back to see justice done. Scotland rejoice! He's come back!
Who's come back? Let him speak for himself. Who are you?
I'm Bonnie Prince Charlie the 19th.
Tub, it's Sid.
I know it's Sid. I knew that as soon as I saw the cot on the end of his sword. What's he up to this time?
Me being a direct descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie, I hereby claim the throne of Scotland. And all the castles in it, especially this one.
I thought so. He's after my inheritance.
Lower the drawbridge in the name of Bonnie Prince Charlie.
Oh, come off it, Sid. You're no descendant of Bonnie Prince Charlie. Dick Turpin, perhaps, but that's all.
How dare you speak to the young pretender like that?
Pretender? He's a flipping liar.
I'm not. I've got documents to prove I'm the last remaining descendant of Prince Charlie.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that in the least. You could get all the documents to prove you're the King of Siam.
Look, why don't you all come in and sort it out inside?
Suits me. All I've got to say is that if this is a trick by either of you, by the great Nobly Carver of Rainy Houston, the crowd will rise again. And the helmets will ring to the yells of the victors and the screams of the dying. And I, Seamus McNasty of McNasty, swear
oh, don't keep on.
Oh, very well, young miss.
And here's my family tree, handed down by generations of Jameses. It starts here at James the First. Now, he was my great-great-grandfather, three times removed on my mother's side by her cousin, out of my uncle.
Indeed.
That was in 1693. Now, then, we followed a big arrow right down here to 1957. Now, we don't want to mess about with the names in between, so here we are. James the 19th, that's me.
But where does Bonnie Prince Charlie come into all this? We haven't had a mention of him yet.
I'm coming to him.
Yeah.
Now, look, you see up here? Flora MacDonald equals Arnold Trapshaw.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's him. Bonnie Prince Charlie.
What, Arnold Trumpshaw?
Certainly. That was the name he used to avoid being captured by the Squareheads when he come back from...
France?
France, that's it. He's got it. He knows his history.
Have you got the Great Seal of the Stuarts and the Ring of Mary, Queen of Scots?
Well, not at the moment, but if you want them, I can get them.
Well, well, that's good enough for me, Your Majesty. I swear allegiance on behalf of the Clan MacNasty to follow you to the ends of the world and to strike down all your enemies and all who deny your rightful claim to the throne of Scotland.
Ta.
Well, I don't.
Am I to believe, MacHancock, that you don't accept this man as being a Charlie?
No, but I think we are, if you let him get away with it.
McNasty, strike him down.
Certainly, Your Royal Highness. So perish all enemies of the king.
Now look, McNasty, put that table down. Seamus, lad, I know what I'm talking about. I know him of old, he's a crook. The nearest he's been to Scotland is the yard. Third pile in cabinet from the left as you go in. He's more of a Sassenach than I am.
I ain't. I'm 100% Scots.
Marvellous.
I've heard Liverpool Irishmen better than that. Maybe that'll convince you, Harry.
I don't know what to think. If he's an impostor, I'll cut his gizzard out and spread it along the shores of Loch Ranach. His head will be carried on my claymore across the glen, and his blood will be spattered from Strathcarran to the Kyles of Loch Alsh. His flesh will be left for the carrion crows to pick his bones.
Dinner's ready, everyone.
I don't think I'll bother. I've gone off it somehow.
Well, have you decided anything yet?
Yes, indeed. I've reached my decision. It'll have to be settled the way all feuds are in the Highlands.
Death, claymores, flashing heads, rolling blood, spattering.
The trouble with you is you're too bloodthirsty. We settle it by peaceful means.
Oh, well, that's all right then. Right up my street, that is. What do we do?
Oh, it's just an old tradition in these parts that if there's any dispute to be decided, the people concerned compete in the Highland games. Tossing the carver, throwing the hammer, tug of war and the like. The winner being the one with the most points at the end of the games.
More like it. That's the sensible way to decide things. All nice and peaceful. The winner gets Castle Sporran.
Yes.
And the losers?
They get put to the claymore and split asunder.
Yes.
And their blood is splattered the length and breadth of the Highlands. Yes. And the mangled remains of their bodies thrown from the top of Stirling Castle to be dashed on the jagged rocks beneath.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And may the best man win.
Look, Jamie boy, I'd love to stay, but you know how it is.
I'm very sorry, Your Majesty, if Your Majesty you are. But this must be settled first.
You Schlemiel Hancock, why don't you keep your cake hole shut?
Practice, anybody?
Hello, Fred. Listen. I'm in dead trouble. I want a couple of balsa wood cabers, one set of jet-propelled hammers, shove a couple of rocket boosters on them, make them go further. Look, don't argue, do as you're told. If I don't win this contest, Bonnie Prince Charlie's going to be crossing the border into England in an urn.
Tub, try again. You need a lot more practice if you're going to beat McNasty.
I'm getting better, though, aren't I? I tossed that cable 8 feet last time.
You didn't toss it. You just let go of it. Look, Jamie McNasty's an expert at this, you know. I saw him this morning. 100 feet he was tossing them.
As much as that, eh?
Yeah, and they still had the branches and the roots on them.
Oh, come on, let's try again. Let's see now. You rest it against your shoulder, run a few paces and toss it. Right. Here we go. One, two, three, four. Ah! Look at that! Right out of sight. Where is it?
Behind you.
Look, I tell you what. Let's try the slinging the ball and chain about. Now, you just wind yourself up, swing it round your head, round and round and round, and let go!
Where did that one go, Tub?
Round my neck. Here. Get it off. Get it off. Unwind it. Hang on. Ugh. Bill, where are you going?
Don't worry, I'll see you later.
Where?
At the bottom of Stirling Castle.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we finish today's games with a contest between Seamus McNasty, Anthony McHancock, and Bonnie Prince Sidney to decide the ownership of Castle Sporran. First on the programme is Tossing the Caber. First toss, Seamus McNasty of McNasty.
Ugh!
73 feet. Next, Anthony McHancock. Up! 1 foot, 6 inches.
Never, never, never. 2 foot if it was an inch. I demand a remeasure.
1 foot, 6 inches.
All right, I'll get you on the hammer throwing, mate.
The last toss, Bonnie Prince Sydney. Yards.
That's funny. Landed over there on that bloke's head and he didn't even notice.
Next contest, throwing the hammer. First, Seamus McNasty.
Rup!
120 feet. Next, Anthony McHancock.
Hop! Hop! Well, help me lift it, somebody!
Qualified, next, Bonnie Prince Sydney.
Hup.
800 yards.
Wait a minute, it's coming back.
Sid, I don't know what that thing was, but if it lands in Russia, we've had it.
So, you Sassanachs, you've been cheating. Very well. I'm going to throw both of you over the walls of Stirling Castle, as I promised. Prepare to meet thy doom.
That's it. That's where I've seen you before. Walking along the Strand with the boards, of course.
Hello, an ambulance. What's wrong?
Something terrible's happened. The last hammer that landed, it landed in the crowd and hit one of the spectators. He's badly hurt. They're taking him away now in the ambulance.
Oh, dear, I am sorry. Come on, Sid.
Sid.
The least we can do is go and see if he's all right. This is dreadful. There he is on the stretcher. Oh, what a ghastly mess.
I'm awfully sorry, old man. Could you hear? We'd no idea it was going to land on your head. Where does it hurt? Just here?
Oh. Oh! Oh, no, stop messing about.
Listen! It's him! Ah, he's copped it at last. I've been waiting weeks for something like this to happen. I die a happy man. Lead on Macduff to Stirling Castle. It's him, smack on the head. See, the big gent's made my day, that is. I've given up hope. I thought he'd never get his lot, but at last...
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with James Robertson Justice, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes and Kenneth Williams. The music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The programme, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.